We got hold of James Say. He's the marketing manager at Aspire Art. And we say, good afternoon, James. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Lovely to speak to you, James. Okay, so let's just talk about art as an investment. Is it a good investment in terms of what else is available? You know, in terms of, can you compare it to investing in a hedge fund, investing in shares, investing in
property,
gold, property, mean, yeah. Bitcoin, all the different things that people invest in?
Well, I mean, for many hundreds of years, art was never seen as an investment. And, you know, the first thing to say is that most people collect because it's their passion. But the fact of the matter is that investing in art is now seen as a respectable and legitimate asset class. And there's even financial instruments which peg the performance of investment art to equities and stocks and other market instruments. So it's very much measurable. It's very much seen and can be seen as an investment class these days. And it is actually a very competitive investment asset.
So, James, those particular asset classes that you, not the asset classes, the vehicles that allow you to invest in art, which are similar, I would imagine, to like a unit trust type instrument, have they, what kind of yeah. returns have they made over the last, say, 5-10 years?
Well, you know, there's actually only a tracking index. I mean, there's no,
okay.
you know, you can't invest in a kind of basket as you would with unit trusts or other kind of investment instruments. But it can be measured the same way. So, you know, the returns over time, for example, in the contemporary art segment, which is, you know, variously defined as art after, you know, the mid-20th century onwards kind of thing, has seen a massive spike in growth over the last couple of decades, to the extent that it far outperforms the S&P 500, for example, which is, you know, one of the bigger bourses in the US. And over the last few years, that particular segment, besides getting the spectacular prices at the top end, has had about an 8% year-on-year growth. So we're talking, and, you know, relatively speaking, of course, because the market generally is quite small at around 65 billion US. But, you know, there are very respectable returns to be had.
Wow. Yeah. Fascinating.
Speaking to James Say, he is from Aspire Art, and what they do is they do art auctions. So we are speaking to the right person, the exact right person, if we're talking about investment in art. James, what are the factors that would increase the value of a piece of art? Or is it only what people are prepared to pay for it?
No, I mean, there's various values. I mean, some of them are internal to the art itself, and others have to do with, you know, the vagaries and the changes in the market.
Yeah.
But, you know, for example, you should always be looking, if you are collecting, and even if you're collecting for passion rather than return on investment, you should be looking at the best quality art by the artists you're interested in. You know, it's the really good examples of any particular artist's work that are going to generate the most returns. But internal to the art world, you know, what makes one work of art better than another has a lot to do with how it's received by the institution of the art world. So if it's seen on significant exhibitions, if it's regarded as collectible and exhibitable by respected institutions and curators, if it's written about in, you know, auction, exhibition catalogs, auction catalogs as well, but that comes later. So all of these factors, you know, can boost the investment value of particular pieces. But then also it has to be, not flavor of the month, but it has to be a particular type of art that's regarded as, investment worthy. So the contemporary art segment, for example, that I referred to earlier, has only really been attracting that kind of major investment attention relatively recently, since, you know, opinions have changed about a lot of the work that is in that segment.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of factors that go into it.
James, what are the factors that would depreciate a piece of art?
Well, you know, the kind of converse position. So if certain types of art fall out of fashion or favor.
Yeah.
And that is, you know, a lot of people misunderstand the kind of value of rarity, and also, you know, the value of work by a recently deceased artist. I mean, it doesn't necessarily equate to a spike in an artist's value that the artist has recently died if their work had previously been well received. So, you know, it's a converse position that the kind of fashion and the attention of certain types of art, you know, traditional landscape art from, you know, the early 20th, the 19th century, late 19th century, has by and large fallen out of favor.
Yeah.
So if you're wanting to get big returns on that kind of work, it would need to be an exceptional piece by an artist that still had a reputation.
Thank you so much. One of our listeners, Jeff, thanks Jeff, nice to hear from you, wants to know, how do we know what is good marketing versus good art? I think that's such a brilliant question.
Yeah, well, thanks, I mean, Jeff. it's a very good question about a lot of conceptual art, for example, where there might often not be an art object, but the idea of an art object, you know. So that tends to have a lot of good marketing around it.
Yeah.
But, you know, good work is always definable by the uniqueness of the artwork itself.
And probably the provenance behind it.
Well, exactly. I mean, if that's part of the investment picture, but in terms of the actual work itself, you've got, you know, stylistic qualities. We've got, I mean, a very good example is the recent furore around the most expensive painting ever sold.
Yes.
It's probably about 18 months ago now, which was the last Leonardo in the wild. It, you know, all of the others are owned by institutions and museums. Which eventually there was some dispute about its origins and its provenance, whether it was in fact painted by Leonardo. And it was a long process. I believe they're making a film about it. In fact, it was so convoluted and interesting.
James, we have to get you back.
Leonardo.
I want to talk about Nazi art. I want to talk about all the different elements of the art world and auctions. I think this is absolutely fascinating. Absolutely fascinating, whether you're an investor or you aren't. What an interesting field. Before I let you go, what is the most expensive artwork that you've ever auctioned? Can I ask you that?
Yes, it's a matter of public record. So our biggest sale to date was a work from the 1970s by Alexis Preller.
Ah.
Which we sold about a year ago for a shade over 9.1 million.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible. Well done to Alexa Preller, and well done to you. James Say, thank you so much. I'm sure this is not the last time that we're going to be speaking to you.
I really appreciate it. Thanks for the time.
My pleasure. Thank you for your time.